He cares about you. Yeah, but did the Lord know that he was a thief and tax collector? Yes, he did. The Lord knew. He said, come on down. I'm going to spend today at your house. And so Zacchaeus comes down the tree. He's all excited. Jesus is coming to my house. And Jesus knew him by his name. Jesus said, I must stay at your house. Hallelujah. It's in there somewhere. Yeah. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down today. I must. I must stay at your house. And verse is full of meaning. I must. And you know, the Greek meaning for must is necessity. There's a necessity. And I must stay at your house. And so I'm sure Zacchaeus was beside himself. He was all excited. He just came to get a glimpse of Jesus passing by, and now he's coming to his house. And you know, nobody is ever saved without a divine meeting with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I can tell you where I was sitting the morning I was put on the spot. And it was this church 44 years ago. And the minister said, there's a tug of war that goes on over every soul. Satan pulls one way, Jesus pulls the other, but you have to decide who's going to win the tug of war. And I said to myself, you know, in that quiet spot where no one can hear you, Lord, if that's true, I want you to win the tug of war. And I went out of that place changed that morning. I was never the same again. And you know, the Lord did for me, he does for everybody that accepts him. He loves you. He cares about you. And so he cared about Zacchaeus, even though there was a few barriers there. And, you know, when we accept Jesus, when we invite him into our trouble, we're investing in eternity. Do you have eternal investments today? You know? You're going to run out of gas sooner or later on this planet. We all have an expiry date, and we're going to need an investment, an eternal investment, and that's what Jesus is. He has to intersect our life in some way or form. And Jesus was headed to the cross when he looked up and saw Zacchaeus in a sycamore tree. 1 week away, but he had time for Zacchaeus before he went to the cross. And you know, we get busy lives, we got jobs, we have responsibilities, and you know, we got our days all planned out for us, and the phone rings, and someone on the phone distracting us or pulling us away from our plans, and we might be reluctant, or someone comes along and gives you an invitation to go somewhere, and you're too busy, and maybe it was a water baptism. Maybe you were invited to a water baptism, and all these things, you never know which one is going to be a divine appointment for you. You know, decades ago, I was invited to Emily Tellep's baptism, her and her siblings. But what no one knows is that I was absent from the church for over a decade. And my wife, Elizabeth, was pushing me from behind. Come on, I want to go to that. I want to see this baptism. I've only seen christenings. I want to see a baptism. And so she's pushing me from behind, and Wendy's pulling me from the front, and the Holy Ghost is on me. And so I was reluctant to come, but I came. And what I didn't know that morning is that this was a divine appointment. This was a divine intersection. And not only for Emily, but for me too. And the beginning of that is marked by your baptism. And so maybe you're here today. Maybe you're here today thinking you came to a baptism, and you're going to find out, or you could find out, that it's a divine intersection for you. Hallelujah. That God has something more than just witnessing this baptism of Jolisa. And we're thankful to have her, and thankful that she wants to take the next step in this wonderful walk that she has with Jesus, who's made himself real to her, and she wants to be baptized, and it makes for one exciting day. You know, we see your whole families out here. God bless you guys. You should get baptized every week just to have all your family come out. You got a beautiful family there. Amen. Or maybe you could just take turns so the family could come up. Praise God. Verse 7 and 8, we'll see what happened to Zacchaeus after Jesus visited his house. He says, but when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he's gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Yeah, all the crowd was complaining because Jesus went to be with a sinner, not recognizing that we're all sinners and we all need Jesus. And then Zechariah stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusations, I restore fourfold. What's happened to this man? What's happened to him? He's not the same guy anymore. He wants to give half his money away. Last week he was stealing money from people. Now he's going to give up the half his money back to the poor. Nobody asked him to. He just said, that's what I'm going to do, Lord. And he went on to say, and anybody I ripped off, charging them more, I'm going to pay them back four times as much as I stole from them. And so we see that something happened to Zacchaeus. He had a life-changing experience, you might say. And he was going to restore four times as much to everybody that he had stole from. Amen. Maybe you've never had close encounters of the best kind. Amen. And that is an intersection where Jesus comes into your life. Hallelujah. And now Zacchaeus has had one of those. And people who have met with Jesus. And you know, you can have religion, but religion is probably not going to change anything in your life. You have your rituals and your feast days. But religion isn't the same as having a relationship with Jesus. And he cares about you. And like I said, he cares about your hurts today. Cares about what you're going through. Amen. And he wants to help you through that. He wants to remove those barriers so you can come to him. And you know, when Jesus comes to a person, you know, the first thing that happens is they stop sleeping around. When Jesus saves someone with addiction problems, those addictions slide off. Amen. He can help you with your addiction, no matter what it is. You know, we tell the story about a man named Wayne Lowe, and we're going to continue, as long as I live, to tell the story, because I want it to be known that he was a drug dealer, hooked on cocaine, alcohol for 28 years or more, and he made a phone call. It was inconvenient for the guy who received the call, because he wasn't feeling that good. You got to help me. I just OD'd. I was in my garage floor, and I've tried everything. I've gone to rehab. I've gone to ask people for help. Nobody can help me. Can you help me? Jeff said, no, I can't help you. But I know someone who can, and I'll come up. And so he came up, and he just simply prayed the sinner's prayer with Wayne. And his addictions that day fell off. He was no longer addicted to cocaine. He was no longer addicted to alcohol. Listen, God is bigger than your problems. And the trouble is, we need to trust God with our problems. Are you willing to say, Lord, can you heal my hurt? Can you deliver me from my addictions? He can. Amen. And he will. And he'll accept you just the way you are, because... And then he helps us to remove the barriers in our life that are holding us back from him. He's an awesome God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so, like I said, for me, maybe it's fearful for you. And because you're facing the unknown, you don't know really what's lying on the other side of your yes. But you can cast yourself on the faithfulness of God. He's faithful. And you know, after 44 years, and I've been up and I've been down, I've been in and out, but I don't regret one step that I've taken with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's been fruitful. It's been rewarding. It's been hurtful. It's been up and down. And you know the drill. You know the drill, because you're living on this planet too. And there's only one way I know to make an eternal investment. And that's to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and just simply ask him to forgive you of your sins. Yeah, he wants an invite. He's not going to barge into anyone's life. He wants you to invite him. And so with Jesus' help, Zacchaeus, I just want to call him Zachariah for some reason. But Zacchaeus, he overcame the barriers that stood between him and the Lord. And he was thankful that someone planted that tree 25 years earlier so he could climb it and get a glimpse of Jesus. Hallelujah. And his barriers come crashing down. And you can trust God with your barriers, and he can bring them crashing down as well. Hallelujah. So, who knows? This might be a divine intersection for you. You know? Hallelujah. We don't know exactly everything that God's up to. We know one thing he wants to do, and he wants Joelisa to be baptized in water. Hallelujah.